This is the first one, and I honestly, this is a very special photograph for me, actually, because it was taken on my first Christmas Eve 1968, when Apollo 8 went round the moon, so it took humans round the moon for the first time. Borman, Lovell and Anders, the astronauts on Apollo 8, took this picture, the famous Earthrise picture, which is one of the, which probably the first picture of our planet from deep space to be widely distributed. Billions of people saw this picture, and it's been described as the picture that began the modern environmental movement, because it was one of the first pictures that showed the Earth not as this indestructible thing that's going to last forever, but as a rather more fragile crescent against the blackness of space. Actually, I saw Jim Lovell recently talk about this picture, and he said, the most wonderful thing about it is that we're all in it. But the most powerful picture, I think, of the Earth ever taken was not taken by humans with a camera, but taken by a robot explorer, this spacecraft, which is Voyager 1. Voyager 1 and Voyager 2, two sister spacecraft, were launched in 1977 on a mission to the gas giant planets. So they both visited Jupiter and Saturn. Voyager 2 went on to visit Uranus and Neptune. Voyager 1, this one, had a very close encounter with Saturn's moon Titan, and was went on a trajectory out of the solar system, so vertically out from the plane of the solar system. We're still in contact with both of them today, over 30 years after they were launched. They're both around 16 light hours away, so it takes radio signals something like a 32-hour round trip to go out to Voyager and back again, exploring the edge of the solar system. But Voyager 1 took two iconic pictures of our planet from space. This is the first one, which was taken in 1977 on its journey out from its home world. The first picture ever taken of the Earth-Moon system, together to the crescent moon and the crescent Earth. But the most famous and powerful picture it took is known as the Pale Blue Dot. And it was Carl Sagan's idea that persuaded NASA to turn Voyager 1 around when it was on its way out of the solar system. It was 4 billion miles away from its home. And for no good scientific reason, but just for essentially an aesthetic reason, Sagan said, take a picture of the Earth from 4 billion miles away. And this is that picture. It's known as the Pale Blue Dot. This is the Earth in that picture. It's a single pixel, our home planet, 4 billion miles away. And what Sagan did with it was to write a powerful and moving piece about our place in the universe, the perspective that astronomy gives us. And I think it really underscores the value of exploration. So let us leave you with Carl Sagan speaking about the Pale Blue Dot.
Consider again that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species, lived there, on a mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam. The Earth is the only world known so far to harbor life. There is nowhere else, at least in the near future, to which our species could migrate. Visit? Yes. Settle? Not yet. Like it or not, for the moment, the Earth is where we make our stand. It has been said that astronomy is a humbling and character-building experience. There is perhaps no better demonstration of the folly of human conceits than this distant image of our tiny world. To me, it underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly with one another and to preserve and cherish the Pale Blue Dot, the only home we've ever known.
Ladies and gentlemen, these were your Uncaged Monkeys. Enjoy your universe.